Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell along with Candace Campos, and today we are on location in Ocala with a special guest who has worked in several Central Florida restaurants until he decided to open up his own food truck to spend more time with his kids.
So we are so happy to be joined with Vinny Nguyen from Faux Wheels.
Say that right.
We've been really practicing very hard. Vinny, well, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy that you're here too. How did you get started in the restaurant industry?
Well, my family have always been in the restaurant business, but I just love how food makes people feel, you know, and any kind of field that you're in, you know, it's really hard to try to please a lot of people. But if you get the correct ingredients, the correct food, it makes people happy, and that's the kind of occupation I want to do.
And it's funny because we were sitting here getting everything prepped for Florida Foodie on the road. I asked you, I was like, what makes you sweat more, being in front of all these cameras or being inside this truck? What did you say?
Oh, the camera does get to me, but being with my wife 24 hours does make me sweat a lot.
Because you do work with your wife on the road.
Yes.
And your specialty is pho. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, my specialty is pho. We represent like the Vietnamese community. All throughout Asia, lots of soups are eaten on roadside. So we just thought it would be great to bring this type of soup, this comfort food, to the roadside, just like, you know, we do in Asia.
Yeah. And so you started in the restaurant business. So this is something that you wanted to kind of pivot, spend more time with family.
Yeah.
So kind of give us a little bit of background of your restaurant time here in Orlando.
Because you work for some well-known restaurants in Central Florida. Yeah.
Yes, I've had the pleasure to work with a lot of different restaurants. The last 10 to 15 years, I've been a sushi chef. The hours just in restaurants is just really long. You go in, opening, you've done everything. By the time you go home, it's almost midnight to 12. I miss a lot of times with my children, especially I was a stay-at-home dad at the beginning when they were born for like 5.5 years. And when going back to the workforce, it just felt like I was missing a part of myself.
Yeah,
and they're just growing without me seeing them. And I figure a food truck, I'm able to pick my own schedule, book whatever I like, and then I'm able to spend time with them. So then we started our journey with the food truck just to allow us to have more time with my child.
And what do the kids think about dad and mom having a food truck? Do they think you're like the coolest ever?
Of course, they love my cooking more than their mother.
Yeah.
And spending time with dad is always the best. But yes, I wouldn't miss it in the world, and I'm so glad. You know, we always say that if we don't make enough money, we'll just spend less money, you know?
Okay,
so that's our scenario. So we're not as successful as some restaurants are, but we do get to spend the most amount of time with our kids. We try to work during the time when they're at school so that when they come home, they don't even know that we left for work. They
that's
ask us,
awesome.
Did you even go to work today? You know? And all we've done is go out, we serve lunch, we come home, and they're there, and we're there, and we get to spend time with them. That was the goal.
And you guys pop up all over Central Florida. Tell us about some of the locations.
Yes, we've been happy. We've been invited to been Avalon. We've been all the way to Winter Garden. We've been to Tampa. We serve a lot over to Titusville in the Space Coast area. But most of the time, our headquarters is in Winter Park, and we serve a lot of the outer Orlando area, downtown a lot.
And the other great thing is every time you show up, your menu's a little different.
Yes. We have the pleasure, since I've been a chef, we always have the pleasure to accommodate a lot of the events for the things that they want, especially like Fusion Fest is coming up. That's at the end of September.
We're
able to represent the Vietnamese community. We're going to serve a lot of the Vietnamese food. I have a sushi background. We also have some sushi in the menu, and of course the pho. And then I love the Korean culture. We also serve a Korean rice bowl. We sometimes do Korean fried chicken wings and stuff. And so we just love that we're able to accommodate a lot of the Asian culture and a lot of different food in all our events.
And tell us again, sorry, some of the sushi restaurants where you worked? Because I know a lot of people will recognize
currently,
those.
My all-time favorites, Umiya Winter Park. Yeah. Shout out to them. they've always been very nice, gentle people. Uh-huh. And my first restaurant I ever worked for was Hana Sushi in Altamont Spring.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite location. And we also have one of the first roll that we ever done was a deep fried sushi roll starting from Hana Sushi all those years ago, available in the truck as well.
And we were talking before we taped and we said this is so cool because Orlando was voted like number one foodie town in the entire country. I mean,
you're not surprised by that at all.
Yes. I'm totally not surprised. There has been a lot of talent that have came up in Orlando, and I'm so happy that we get to represent all the different nationality, from the Filipino to the Vietnamese food, the Chinese dumplings, all the New York restaurants are coming down. I'm so happy. I'm very grateful and waiting to try all these new flavors, and hopefully they will come and also try this pho on wheels, because people always say, who's going to eat pho on wheels? And here we are 6 years later.
Yeah. So what are some of the things you're preparing today?
One of the things that we can prepare is some handheld. So we have our famous deep fried sushi roll that's, you know, with my sushi origin. We also have some very delicious bao, which is the up and coming new sensation in this
so
Orlando area.
It's like eating a pillow.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. And one of the trademark is the Korean fried chicken style flavor barbecue. And we have some handmade appetizers as well. My wife makes vegetable spring rolls and some dumplings and some egg rolls as well.
And she's prepping right now as we speak.
Yes. We're also prepping some of the ingredients for the bao's and some hand garnish. We have some fresh kimchi that we have done. Mm. And we actually ordered from, shout out to Nell Park, that does some our homemade kimchi. And she's well known in the Asian foodie forum as well.
Yeah, that is a pretty large menu. What is it like going from a brick and mortar large kitchen to doing all of that inside a truck on the road?
Well, the prep time is a lot. We do wake up early and we do stay up late, but those are the schedule that we pick so that we can have the time with our child. It is a lot different from a brick and mortar when you have enough water, enough electricity. So it does take a lot of adjustment to get into that. I would say that we are much more prepared than it is with a brick and mortar, because we have to spend so much time and consider it our water and electricity and everything to get the restaurant going.
And you say your goal is to sell out every day.
Yes. We have a special goal. We do not try to sell as much as we can. We do try to sell as much as the inventory allow us to, so that we can run out, to always guarantee that you guys have fresh food, but also less prep for us, because there's no point in prepping for 1,000 people when you know your market of a certain 100 or so.
So you have to figure out. So, like, for instance, today we're here at the Advent Health free flu shot event in Marion County in Ocala. So you have to kind of gauge. So depending on kind of what scale your event is that you're going to be serving, right?
Well, Candace and I came hungry, so that's
we're
the
starving.
Good news. Yeah.
So your wife is in there. She can't hear you in this answer. But I want to know, if I had to work with my husband in a truck all day, I might kill him. But
the pressure's on, Vinny.
So how is it working with your wife? That's tricky, isn't it?
Yes, working with my wife has been a real challenge. But I would not trade it for anything in the world now. It's just now we are side by side. We're almost twins now. And for everything that she's done, she actually does a lot of things that I am very lacking in. And her memory is outstanding. And I can't remember what I had for lunch last day. And she's just there. And she's been very supportive. If it wasn't for her, I don't think there's... I would be successful with it. No matter how much I would pay an employee, I would not be as successful as I am now without her.
What is the one thing that you do that drives her crazy?
Ooh, this is a good one.
I ask her to repeat the order a lot of times, and she gets so upset with that because she's taking new order and having to repeat the old order. Yeah, she's
like, what? Yes. What was it again?
Yes. What did you say?
That's like every married couple, right? I mean, 90% of your marriage is what?
Yes, are you not listening to me?
Well, yeah. I thought the secret of marriage was to not understand 30% of what she says.
Okay.
And I take that onto the food truck, and that's a no-no. I have to listen to everything she says during work, and I'm not going to remember that part.
All right, well, coming up after the break, we are going to go inside the food truck, and we're going to try some of this amazing food that you guys are cooking up right now.
Yeah, I brought my stretchy pants, Vinny, I promise.
Sounds good. Florida Foodie, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to to Florida Foodie. We are here with Pho Wheels, which is something we've been practicing, but now we go from outside to inside.
We are inside. I have never been in a food truck before. Have you?
This is fancy.
It's a little cozy, too. I love it. And we, of course, are with Vinny Nguyen and his wife, Fifi, who was inside preparing some amazing food. Your husband gave us one complaint about you. He said that you, he asks to repeat the order and you get frustrated with him. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll ask you what annoys you about him in a little bit.
Yes, yes. All right, so what are we making today?
Today's special at this event, we're going to showcase one of my most favorite item is the Korean-style bulgogi rice bowl.
Okay. Today, how did you say that?
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi.
Yeah, bulgogi, as far as I know it, is Korean origin. It's meat, flaming meat. But today we're going to serve some of pork with stir-fried vegetables with the bulgogi sauce on top and then serve over rice. That's one of my favorite staple besides the pho that we have.
And yes. Yes. All right. Let's do it.
What's the first step?
Okay, so most of the time, you know, grab some ingredients. So most of our, my wife, wonderful here, she preps a lot of the vegetables for me on both of these things.
That is a lot of prep.
And as soon as the order come in, what we do is we'll light up the, grill.
All right.
Grab ourselves the zucchini, carrots, onions. These are some of the main ingredients in here.
Why does it smell good already?
I know. Yes.
Then we have some already pork cooking on the stove, and this gets added to that one. Yeah. Wait for that to go up.
That looks so tender. That pork looks like it can fall.
Add a little bit of that.
Falls off. Yeah.
And then the bulgogi sauce, house made.
What is it? You say it's house made. What is this? What is this?
So this is our special soy sauce that we make. We use the soy sauce base. We add the Asian pears to it. We add the garlic and the seasoning, the salt and pepper. You would normally get the jar of bulgogi seasoning at the supermarket, but we also make house sauce. So that way it makes it different from everywhere else you would taste.
And better.
Yes.
And you were talking about the prep work that goes into this. How long does it take to prepare the meat and to get it just right?
Right. So this... So in every morning, this whole truck is considered fully self-contained. So we will come into the food truck work. We'll buy all that. We'll drive to the location to buy the supermarket, Restaurant Depot or Sam's Club. And we buy our ingredients. And my wife and I, with our tools that's already in the truck, that we will prepare it. So you have two salad prep here, a standing refrigerator that's able to cook the entire meal here. We'll spend about two or three hours in here in the morning while we get the everything together.
So how long have you been running this food truck now?
We were running this truck September. We're going on the seventh year now.
Yeah.
We started with a trailer, and this is considered our third truck going on now.
Okay.
And it will probably be our last truck. We bought this completely new, and we just done this at the beginning of this year right here. Right now, we're going strong. We're going great. I'm hoping that we'll last another 10 to 7 more, 7 to 10 more years.
This seems like the Mac Daddy of trucks. I feel like I feel some AC in here. Which is key,
right?
To try and stay cool. I mean, you're in the middle of summer and you're over this like hot flame.
Yes, it's very hot in the kitchen here. But what we have done is instead of an AC, we have built the four exhausts in here and the two exhausts over here that sucks out all the ingredient, all the hot air, but also two here that sucks out all the everything else that's around with the open window. So we're utilizing what's called crosswind versus an AC.
Okay. It also makes it smell amazing outside.
Yeah. That is very
It just reels the people in. So this is the rice bowl. This is one of your specialties.
Yes, this is one of my specialties right here. Mm-hmm. So this is a pork rice bowl.
Okay.
And then with the our rice is already pre-portioned and ingredients out. And once this is done, we just merely put it right on top of there.
Is there a secret to making your rice?
There is a secret. The secret to make it very tasty is we use the type of rice that we use. We use the sushi grade quality short grain rice. Most of the Asian culture, they use a lot of the jasmine rice, and I feel like it doesn't complement the dish as much because traditionally Korean rice bowl are made with the short grain rice. Some of this one right here, sesame seeds, sesame oil for flavor fragrance.
So and how much does something like this cost?
This is our usual meal. So this is a pretty hefty meal. We serve this for 30 $13.
Okay.
And right now, you know, with the economy, we do not want to go up anymore. We feel like our food should have a balance of value versus taste and portions.
All right. Okay, what is happening here is, what did you just garnish it with?
Scallions.
Scallions. Right? And kimchi.
This is the famous kimchi that we've been hearing about.
Yeah.
And she is you're moving so fast.
I know.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then we also top
the gochujang
sauce.
Okay, yeah. Let's make the
and a little bang.
Yeah. Has a little kick.
Yes.
And I understand we're also going to make a bow today.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So one of the all rave right now going on in Orlando is bow.
It's Candace's favorite, by the way.
Bao.
So
I
what we do
bao.
Is we already have some fried chicken that we cook at the temperature. So we drop that one right there. And then I also have some bows already pre-steamed in the here. Then we're going to...
It's like a cloud.
And glove up on some of these bows here.
I mean, and you guys are doing this. I mean, you have a line out. I mean, not right now, thankfully. So, but you guys have a line out the door. I mean, so Fifi, you're the one that's taking the orders in, finishing things up. He's behind the hot stove. It's a well-oiled machine here, it looks like.
Yes.
So for people who've never heard of this before, what are we talking about when we say bao? What exactly is this?
So bao is it's a traditional bun that has a Taiwanese origin that is new to the Central Florida, but it's always been around mm-hmm. for a while. So these are just little slider size bun that's made with partial rice and partial wheat. So it's not all gluten free, but they're very fluffy. They've been pre-steamed here already.
Do you make these yourself too?
We do not currently make these bows. Okay. We do make the personal ingredients. It's just that the portion that we're selling is just a high volume.
Yeah. Right.
And it's just my wife and I. So we do source these out, mm-hmm. but all the ingredients, of course, we made these we hand dip these certain tenders, and then we also make the pork. The barbecue sauce that we have here is also house made as well. So a lot of my cooking experience over the years have helped me to make my own sauce, from barbecue sauce to the goji, even the gochujang sauce. We use a base, a Korean style hot pepper base, and then we've made our own sauce from the soy sauce as well. So all these are special ingredients that you won't be able to find the flavor anywhere else.
So this is not like your typical bun. You have to steam this.
Yes, yes. These are a typical bun. They're not. You have to steam these, get them hot, get them soft and warm. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as the order comes to the window, I place the ingredients inside, and then I give it to my
and
lovely
wife.
That's
like wife. A chicken strip.
This is a chicken strip with our own barbecue sauce. Yes.
Okay. All right. And this is where.
And then
this is where it gets zhuzhed up.
Zhuzhed.
Yes. Okay. We got the cucumber going on.
All right. We got cucumber.
I like that to cool down. Is the barbecue sauce spicy?
The barbecue sauce not spicy. It's more of a sweet side, and we do think about contrast. The crunch from the kimchi and the cucumber does help a lot to go contrast to the super softness of the bao itself. Everything gets a lot of flavor, and my wife does all the prep work with all the cutting of the garnish and everything.
These
are such a Florida favorite. These are our best seller. When we pull up the reports, everywhere we go, we sell hundreds of these.
Yeah. You know, it seems like this makes you guys really happy to prepare delicious food and serve people all across Central Florida.
Yes, yes, yes. We just love that smile on people's face. It's one of the few things you can do in this world to make people happy and serve them good food.
Yeah.
And we love doing that.
Candace has been raving about trying a bao all day. Are we allowed to eat these inside the food truck?
Yes, please. Currently, we're not open to the public, so therefore you can, by statute, eat it in the since this is a private event.
We don't want to get arrested now.
Yeah, private event. We'll be sanitized, but if you like these, or we like
we
in a few minutes,
we haven't touched anything,
also,
I swear.
Yes. Yeah.
So Candace, would you like to try a bao?
Are you going
to
have one?
I'm going to have one. Which one do you want to go for?
I don't care.
So this is the Korean fried chicken bao with a Korean barbecue sauce that was homemade, and then we also have what's
Just
called the adobo.
I'll go this way.
Okay.
Yes. Just because it's easier for
the
me
pork.
To grab.
And then she'll also
this
give you some
This seems like
bubbles.
It's going to be real messy. Do you have napkins?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course. And napkin behind you.
Okay. Yes. it's her favorite. It's her favorite. I know it's her favorite. All right. Now I'm going to go for the chicken. Can I set this up here?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to get in trouble now.
No, you're fine.
Okay. Oh, I
Okay, this is gonna be good. I want to get this side.
We'll wipe everyone down.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, it's hard. It's messy. I love the sauce. Already, I'm a little messy.
Okay. Now, don't talk with your mouth full, but I need you to wrap this up. No, I'm just kidding.
That is wonderful.
It's so soft.
What is the creamy sauce that you put on there?
That's our house made spicy mayo.
Spicy mayo. And I love how it's also, you get that freshness from the cilantro and all that.
You see my lip gloss on there. So look at that. So delicious. There's crunch. There's spice.
Mm-hmm. There's sweetness.
Cushion. There's heat. There's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I'm not stuffing up on my...
Okay.
I'm going to...
I'll just hold your microphone while I don't eat.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Let's try the rice bowl real quick.
Okay. Rice bowl.
We just have a little bit of time left.
Oh my gosh.
Have I got it?
I got to try this pork.
Oh my God. Please don't give me chopsticks. Thank God. That would be embarrassing.
And you can all, if you like the gochujang, you can open
it. Do you recommend it with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Recommend it with the gochujang.
Okay.
And one guilt-free thing is that we don't have for this chocolate, we don't use table sugar. Our sweetener, I use either with honey, maple syrup for vegan, and fruit juices.
So this is guilt-free.
Well, there's no added table sugar. There's no sugar. The sweetener
is all
natural.
We're going to go with it being
guilt-free.
Phoebe, you said this didn't have spice.
She forgot to say it is not to Asian people.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not at that caliber yet.
That's good, though.
Mm-hmm. It's very flavorful.
It's so tender. That pork is so tender, so flavorful. I need to try this kimchi.
Yeah, it's very good.
All right.
What is your favorite thing that you guys make, Fifi?
My favorite thing?
Pho.
I love pho.
Yeah?
Yes.
There you go.
Vinny?
Unfortunately, today we don't have the pho, but it is my favorite.
Yeah,
I've grown up with it. I've eaten it through many different hangover. and the pho has always been a great staple to the Vietnamese community as well. And I hope with this food truck, we're able to let more people try some of the things, especially now that Orlando has become a foodie city.
Yeah.
To come out and try a food truck. We are foodies as well. We are not just the old ways of food truck anymore. We've become more gourmet. We have become more bigger than what food truck used to be.
Well, we are going to continue to devour this.
Yes.
To devour this.
There's a line
we may
outside.
Take a nap in here. Vinny and Fifi, this has been so much fun.
Thank you guys
so much.
Appreciate it.
Foodie.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're so glad you
guys came by. Thank you very much.
I'm going to go eat some more bao. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guests, Vinny Nguyen and Fifi Lam. You can find their business on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Pho Wheels Orlando. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram, or Lisa Bell News 6 on Twitter. You can also find Candace Campos on social media. She's on Twitter. Just search at Candace News 6. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our technical producers, Derek Mosier and Ryan Haley, our director, Rich Burns, and our whole production staff. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.